The Powerhouse Museum is currently displaying an exciting new exhibition titled Powerhouse Materials Textiles, co-curated by actor and advocate Chloe Hayden. The exhibit features a diverse range of textiles which explore Chloe's sensory and cerebral obsessions, centered on horses, country life, fashion, and the importance of difference. Alongside the exhibition, throughout these school holidays, you can also visit the Textile Studios, where you can create your own soft toys. To hear more, Annie Turnbull, the co-curator of the exhibition, joins us now. Annie, welcome to 2SER.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on.
No problems. Can you give us a quick summary on what to expect from Powerhouse Materials Textiles? What are you excited for visitors to see?
Oh, look, a couple of things that are really exciting. One is sort of showcasing parts of our collection through a different lens. You know, you can show objects in our collection through chronology, through who used it. But Chloe Hayden's selection is a really interesting reveal of who she is, and sort of her life and her passion and how she makes the world accessible through what she wears, through her activities. So I was fortunate enough to hear her speak, and it was a real eye-opener into the world of somebody who was autistic and also ADHD. And so she selected from our collection like beautiful things that reflected her love of horses, her love of the regional life, bright colours. So you'll get to see her talking about why she chose things, but also each of those objects have got their own unique history. Like one of the teddy bears that she selected, because she's got 150, she loves them. And one of the ones she selected was owned and donated by Leslie Walford, who was one of Australia's most significant interior designers in the 1950s and 60s. So it's like every object that she's selected is beautiful, has meaning to her, and I think will have meaning to the public that look at it. But also if you scratch a bit deeper through the QR codes, you'll find more of the object's history.
That's really interesting. What motivated you to collaborate with Chloe Hayden as a guest curator?
Well, I think it was Claire Holland, our director, and Gary Paramatham who sort of reached out to Chloe. It was just a different way of giving the public access to our collection. And I think it also highlights Chloe's role as a kind of advocate. So it's just a very interesting lens to look at a museum collection. I mean, we also put on display some of the other 12,000 objects that we have that are, look at textile, technology, clothing and dress. So we've got an awful lot. But so we put in another store and another display things like incredible history of sewing machines. We looked at dyeing, weaving, knitting, just because when you kind of open the textile clothing doorway, it is massive.
Yeah. As you're saying, there are plenty objects that are currently being displayed, and I'm sure there are plenty to choose from. How did you decide on the final exhibited objects?
Well, we presented, Roger Leong and I presented through Gary, a list of sort of textiles, and we were guided by an interview with Chloe and what she was interested in, which were she loves wearing bright colours. So, and then we had to look at what would be okay to display for a while. So that's when we worked with our conservators and registrars. And then within the other display, we looked at what would actually fit in the showcases. So we're using beautiful old 1900s museum showcases. But it's just such a vast area that you have to have some sort of limits. Because, yeah, space is one of them, but also with Chloe. So they're two different exhibitions, but the one with Chloe was driven by her passion and her passions. She's got a lot. And she's such an interesting woman who's kind of conquered what could be a disability, and she's actually really such a successful actress, but also she's an extreme kind of cowgirl, which is really interesting. And you'll see that with RoboCow. Like, that's why she selected it, because she does a lot of horse riding.
Yeah, it all sounds really interesting. As we know, it's been running for the past couple weeks, but there has been a recent edition of the Textiles Studio for the school holidays. Can you talk us through this accompanying program?
Yeah, look, so we really love making activities that families can do. And so on the weekends, which is when the Castle Hill Museum is open, people can go in and make their own soft toys. There's also other activities. There's guided tours. And then when we've got Future Fashion, which is coming up on the 2nd of August, which is fantastic contemporary young designers who are just finishing their studies, there'll be a whole range of other activities on that day. So being able to make something else, but also listening to them talk about how they got to where they are in terms of fashion design. So, yeah, every weekend we do some sort of activity for kids, but for families as well.
Yeah, that sounds all really cool. And my last question, is there anything else in the works for the future of Powerhouse Material Exhibitions?
Yeah, the next material is paper. And we've selected Andy Griffiths, the kids author that you probably know. And he has selected some wild objects from our collection and will be developing interactive kind of storytelling so people will be able to make up their own stories in a form. So that's happening on the 22nd of November, and he will be there for that day. So that should be fantastic. I think he's got a really large following, which is lovely.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome. I'm excited to check that out. Thank you so much, Annie, for talking with us today.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.